All the convenience stores seem to want that anonymous feel, the same sodas and magazines and munchies. But in Detroit, Jennifer Guerra of Michigan Radio found a quickie store where you might linger.
Remember Cheers, the bar where everybody knows your name? Well, when you walk into Ahmad Saman's Lawndale Market Party Store in southwest Detroit, he might not know your name, but he definitely knows your face.
Well, he started in 1995, and the little kids, he walk in here with his mother, and I have my three kids, a picture, and he been stand up and look at the picture. I say, son, what you need, a candy bar or something? He say, who's that picture? I say, it's my kids. And he tell me, where is my picture?
So he snapped a Polaroid picture of the kid, put it up on the wall next to his own kids' pictures, and the next thing you know, Saman's party store has turned into a virtual wonderland of Polaroids. They're everywhere. 10,000 of them cover every inch of the store, from the microwave to the deli counter and the cash register. They're even hanging from the ceiling in these big square clusters like celluloid chandeliers. And at the bottom of each picture, he writes the date the photo was taken and the words, God loves me.
Every picture, God loves me. Because God loves everybody.
For Loretta, the local mail woman, it's like stepping into one giant family photo album.
A lot of these pictures, I've been on the route for 18 years, are newborns, and now they're 15, 16, 17 years old. I watched them grow up from babies.
Each picture you see in here, he have a story in there. He's happy, laughing, hugging, shaking hands. It doesn't matter who's this, black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Arabian, anybody walking here. I got this picture here. Come here, kid.
I got this picture.
Tell her about the picture.
It's been, 10 years now, Ahmed, since I've been coming here?
Yep.
About 10 years. And I was young, maybe 5 years old. My grandma coming in here got a picture. And now it's up on the wall somewhere around here with the rest of the millions that are up here, you know? Every now and then you run into it and it's like, hey, I know that person, you know?
That's a pretty typical reaction at the Lawndale Market. But for Blake, a retired disc jockey, his reaction runs a little deeper when he spots his photo.
Me and my friend walked in the store and he took our picture. Since that time, my friend passed away. Yeah, I felt real good when I took it. Especially when I look at it now, he's no longer with us.
Which is true of a lot of the Polaroids hanging up at the Lawndale Market. See, Saman's store is in a part of Detroit that's getting better, but it's still pretty rough. Some kids end up in gangs, others turn to drugs. Many of the people photographed have died. So many that Saman says that it hurts too much to talk about them.
And now a lot of people have been taking a picture out of here. Even like some, his body dead or his brother or his sister, say, Ahmed, please, I can have this one. I tell him, go ahead, make a copy and bring the picture back here. I don't want you to lose it. Because it's a safe place here to put the picture.
And that, in the end, is why Saman does it. To make people feel like they belong, like they have a little corner of the city that's theirs.
If you come in here and see your picture, do you feel good? Do you feel great? Cool. Nice. It's not gold. It's not diamond. It's hope.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra in Detroit.